People like to have answers, and perhaps that's what makes this phenomenon so interesting. There seems to be no explaining it. So what is it that has so many puzzled? It's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the 1880s, just outside of Joplin, Missouri, people reported seeing a strange light meandering down a lonesome country road. For over a century, others have seen the odd light and tried to explain it.
Back in the early 50s, they really were out to prove what the spook light was about. And, of course, it looks like the evidence then was that it was car lights off another road that was in the region. The only problem with that theory is in 1886, they didn't have any cars.
Vince Lindstrom speaks about something simply known as the spook light.
It usually starts out as a ball of light, but it will bounce around, and sometimes it will separate and almost become like two lights.
There are Native American spook light stories that date to the early 1800s. People from all across the nation have come here to conduct testing. Some have tried to simply get rid of it.
There's a couple of old farmers out there that literally took a 30-30 and shot at it, but he said it went right on through and he had no idea where it went to.
The light appears regularly, never hurting anyone, just moving through the darkness.
It has been one of those mysteries in America that's really to this day. In fact, if you go online and put the Joplin spook light, you'll get pages of material.
It's a story that's about two centuries old now.
It's still a mystery. And the great thing about the spook light is people love a mystery, especially one that can't be solved.
And no doubt, people will continue to come here to see the sight for themselves and solve the mystery of the spook light. Traveling the countryside in Joplin, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.